Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
It's the freaking weekend. Friday is arrived. It's 8 a.m. I'm wasted. No, I'm not. I mean, on Scripture and the Lord, the Holy Spirit, I'm wasted on. But we got a special episode for you today. It's because it's a Daily Dose episode. Now, if you don't know what Daily Dose episodes are, those are episodes that we do Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So basically, you get a bad Christian episode every day of the week if you're in the BC Club. And if you're not in the BC Club, what in the hell is wrong with you? I don't understand it. If you're hearing my words and not in the BC Club, why is what I would like to ask. Do you intentionally hurt me on purpose, or is it you just don't understand? Whatever it is, get it straight. Join the BC Club, because there's great community there. There's so many subgroups, ways of talking about anything and everything, like today's episode, which we talk about sex toys and how surprising they can be sometimes. So this is going to be a fun episode. But if you're not in the BC Club, make sure you join it. This is a Daily Dose. Check it out. But first, today's show is sponsored by Stamps.com. Get a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale by going to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and enter our code BADCHRISTIAN. That's Stamps.com and enter BADCHRISTIAN. Today's show is also sponsored by ZipRecruiter. Hiring isn't easy, but there is one place you can go where hiring is simple and smart. That place is ZipRecruiter, where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. ZipRecruiter, the smart way to hire. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/badchristian.
So you say you're tired of feeling alone. It's not your fault. You can't get what you want. How many times has it been said? Kid, you're just stuck in your head. But I'm praying, what does that even mean? When I can't tell you what I believe. And today is hard.
So,
what are we, Tuesday now? Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah. All right. Matt, you know this. Reva, you do not, I don't think. So, I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, boy.
Clubbers, you probably
know. Big list.
That here at BC, we took over Marriage Supply, which I'm going to say I have really enjoyed. I've been shipping these sex toys now for close to a year. From Tennessee and down to Charlotte. And it's been fun, and I really do like it. And we're trying to figure out the ideas behind it. But I like that people can go to this site, and it's not going to have porn, and you can express yourself a little bit more, have a little bit of fun, and be a little less, maybe get out some of that pent-up sexual thoughts and stuff you have. You know, we all came from that this church system where we were, you know, your sexuality was oppressed or depressed or whatever you want to say. And I just think it's neat. Anyway, so enough said. You can go to marriagesupply.com, check it out. There's some good products there. But I went online this past week, and I was like, it's time, new year, 2020. I'm going to get some new products, right? So I ordered some cock rings, and they sold out immediately. I was like, wow, maybe I'm getting good at this. But let me give you a list of some of the things that I bought. So I thought, oh, a cock ring will be good. There was like a clitoral stimulator that I was like, I'll see something like that. Maybe that'll be kind of nice to have, a little bit nicer version of one that we've had in the past. I bought a couple of vibrator cock rings mixed together, you know, packs or whatever. We have some other stuff. And then I saw this thing and I was like, huh, I'm going to try this too. And it is a prostate stimulator, and it looks like a U. And in the picture, it fits in your palm of your hand, and it's just like a little U. And so basically, it looked like to me maybe an inch or so would fit in the guy's butthole, and the outside other side of the U would hit his perineum, or his, I guess that's the taint or whatever, right? And so I was like, okay, I'll get these, see what happens. Who knows? I don't know if anybody, who knows what kind of folks, you know, I'll just test it out. It arrives.
So wait, you're
house.
More familiar with the term perineum than taint?
Well, I always didn't know if taint was the actual butthole. I know that sounds dumb.
No, it taint the butthole and it taint the balls.
I've thought in the past the taint is like the butthole almost or something. I don't know. Maybe
taint
okay.
means it taint a butthole and it ain't.
Oh, I see. It taint the butthole.
Oh, that's why it's in between the two. That's where the term taint comes from. It ain't either one of them.
It taint the butthole.
That's what it is.
I did not know that. All right. Nice. Okay. Well, you learn something every day here. So anyway, so I get this thing. It comes in, and I was like, okay, I'll get like, you know, four or five of them. And that way, you know, if they sell, at least we have them in stock. I don't know if they will. Maybe this is a bad call here. Thing comes in, and it is a lot bigger than I thought. I mean, we talking like a horseshoe. And I mean, it ain't the size of, I mean, I guess it's the size of a small wiener, and it even has like a head almost on it. And I was like, whoa, this thing. And I took it out of the package, and I was like, wow. I mean, it is intimidating. I mean, it is intimidating.
Well, you have to try everything you sell?
No, I didn't. I'm too scared to try
not
that. I
was thinking, if it was as small as you say it is, how would it not just get lost?
Well, it's a U, so it would go like half of it would be out, half of it's inside of you. I don't know. I've never used one of these before, so I don't know. It just said, and I was like, okay, this is something. Maybe, couple want to try this. Maybe it's something somebody wants to try. I don't know.
It sounds like something somebody wants to try.
I'm telling you, if it was smaller, yes. This thing seems a little too intimidating. I don't see, for a first time for a butthole virgin, I don't think I could try it. Did y'all hear the news? Postage rates have gone up again. But thankfully, we have a hero, Stamps.com. It eases the pain with big discounts off post office retail rates. With Stamps.com, you can save 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off shipping rates. That kind of savings really adds up, especially for small businesses. Plus, Stamps.com is completely online, which saves you time. No more inconvenient trips to the post office. I use it all the time. I literally just mailed something with Stamps.com and put it in my mailbox. Raise the little red flag, and I am gone, which I never understood why the red flag, why it's red. Isn't red flag surrender? You wave a red flag to tell people where you're. I'm not really sure post office and U.S. mail service, but that's why Stamps.com is so awesome. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. Whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, or even a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease, and you can do it 24/7 every day for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. With Stamps.com, you get discounted postage rates that you can't even get from the post office. Not to mention, it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. I've dealt with those before. They're miserable. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Bad Christian. That's Stamps.com. Enter Bad Christian. So, maybe I will one day. Let me work up to it, though. I need something. But this thing was huge. And I just took it out and started dying laughing. I was like, oh, no, I made a mistake. I put it on Mary Supply. It's on there right now. One sold immediately. I was like, oh, okay. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I am I'm sexually repressed. I'm thinking I'm helping people. And wait a minute. They just don't have a place to go. That's why, it really reinforced for me, because, I mean, I do – I do all the emails, I do all the shipping, I'm trying to keep up with everything, all that stuff. And it just kind of reinforced for me, wait a minute, there's a lot of people out there that want to just have some fun and do stuff, and they've been looking for something like Marriage Supply, and it worked, but it was kind of cool. I never thought a butthole taint dildo vibrator thing would open my mind up more for because other
the
people
name
like
of it. Tell me the real name of the
hold on, let me
product.
Look in my let me look in here.
As you have it listed. And I'd be curious to how
it's
you
called
such a thing.
It's called Prostate Pro.
Prostate Pro. Okay.
Dual vibrating prostate and perineum massager. Curved for fit.
Dual vibrating.
And silky. I mean, it's not super huge. I don't know if y'all can see.
Oh, that's way huge. Yeah, that's way huger than I would ever think about. Yeah.
Oh, y'all see my hand?
It's not that it looks huge as an object. It's just it looks normal until you think about its usage, and then all of a sudden it looks giant.
Right. That's what I'm saying, and I just I don't know. Like, I mean, that thing goes on in there a little bit. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It might not, it must not be a big deal. Maybe it's fine. I don't know. I guess you use it as you want to. It seems like that could work for a woman too. I think you could just put it in the vagina and hit the clit and it'd just it'd be fine.
Sure, it's all good.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Things vibrating around. It's all good.
It works both ways, but I was just like, oh, this is crazy. I thought I was getting an intro one. I thought I was at the intro level, and I moved right into amateur status or something.
That's nowhere near pro or extreme level.
No.
But that's right. You know,
right.
Some experience with the territory.
So if you're looking to spice it up for have real fun, go over to marriagesupply.com, check it out, clubbers, and let me know what you think. Maybe give a review. I would love it. I'd love to see a review.
So, what is that? What do you think about that? What is that? What is your reaction to that mean about the, it makes me feel, it gives me a bunch of funny thoughts in there, but what did you think your reaction means to that? That what is that whole territory of like all of a sudden it sounds like a guy I'm hearing you as somebody who only and always says stuff, especially when the guard is down or it's not public. It's like, man, I wish women could just let loose and just do more. Like, I wish that about my wife. You do. Everybody does. It seems that way. All the men I know have, not all, but almost all the men I know have a thought process that sounds something like, if my wife would just try more things, I know she would like them. And if she would just, like, I would do so much nasty fucking shit if she just would do it. And she, I understand why, and I'm glad she's not super nasty, but, you know,
woman
she
in
just
the streets, slut in the
sheets.
Woman in the streets, slut in the sheets.
Yeah, that's what a lot of guys think.
That's a dream.
Now I see, I mean, think of all the nasty stuff you've wanted to do and not been able to do.
Right.
Now, here's something that is way new and crazy and nasty. That simply involves penetrating one of your orifices, and it's sorry.
Yeah, no, I got, wait, hell no.
And we're laughing about how you would never do it.
No, that's extremely
hypocritical.
I would do it, but I thought it was going to be small. I was like, I'll try one of these out, but that's what I'm saying. Like this, immediately, I mean, just being 100% honest, I went, wait a minute. This is a dick-shaped vibrator going in my butthole. What does that mean about me? If I were to do, I mean, dick-shaped, smaller dick going in my butthole. What does that mean? And would I do this? And what does it mean if I really loved it, or does it mean nothing? I mean, those are just thoughts that go in my head. You know what I mean? And I think the other thing there too is it opened up the thought too of you're right. Like, man, you want your wife or your partner to be just dirty and dirty talk and have fun. And you want to be sexually free and all that stuff. But then that thought of, wait a minute, I don't want that thing going there. That's the first thing. Well, let's just stay on this. Were you going somewhere with what you were going to say?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Well, the way you're describing right now is like, well, no, I mean, I don't want to do, but I mean, no. Like, most guys aren't anywhere near that are listening right now are way more, less like, they're not as open as you and I to laugh about it and indicate that maybe I would do some butt stuff, but I'd got to work up to it. That's pretty above average for guys.
Our bass player talked about doing butt stuff 15 years ago, and we all laughed at him and said, what's wrong with you? He said, you know, just a little one in my butt. And we were like, what is wrong with you?
And now you understand it.
Yeah.
And you're more comfortable to say it out loud. And maybe
he was more free
than me. You just thought that it means you were gay or dirty or bad or fucked up or perverted. And so you treat whoever says it like that. But you're already being pretty open here, even kind of laughing about the possibility. That's I gauge that as very openness. I think most men listening think, oh, hell no. Of course not. Like, that's a firm no for me. Dick-shaped dildos in my butt is a firm no. Most men it's not firm. Before you consider it or work up to it or that your partner would like that, none of that is getting considered, period.
Yeah.
And so that's very hypocritical given your stance about how you think women should do nasty shit.
I know.
That's hypocritical.
I thought it was pretty cool that you were going to do it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it would be cool if you could do it and own it, but I think if women have that and a ton more things.
I'll get
like
a junior.
A guy's going, but I don't want to be gay. Well, you're not gay.
No, right.
Okay, I apologize for interrupting and taking up some of your time here, but you're going to thank me for doing so, and it's going to save you time if you're the type of person that understands that hiring is challenging, but it's something that you've got to do. And there's one place that you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart, and growing businesses can connect to qualified candidates there. And that's ZipRecruiter, of course. Now, I'll give you a story about this guy. His name is Dylan Miskowitz, and he's Cafe Altura's COO. Now, he experienced how challenging hiring can be after unsuccessfully searching for a director of coffee for his organic coffee company. But then he switched to ZipRecruiter and saw an immediate difference, and you can too by signing up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/badchristian. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. And its technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job so you get qualified candidates faster. In fact, after posting his job to ZipRecruiter, Dylan said he was amazed by how quickly great candidates were applying and found his new director of coffee in just a few days. So with results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all size. You can try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/badchristian. That's ZipRecruiter.com/badchristian. Okay.
Here's the other thought that I had, and is that women, when you have sex, women are penetrated. So you have to, and
right,
when you're having sex, the woman gets penetrated. And I was thinking, what is that like for the woman? If you have this toy, the woman gets to penetrate you, and that changes mm-hmm. some of the dynamic. And maybe that, maybe it's not her penis, but maybe there is something really liberating and sexual and fun about that too. Like if you knew you were going to have sex and either both of you are going to get penetrated, that does change things. It really does. It makes things a lot different. You know, like the woman has to be penetrated, and you know, and so that's like, it changes that dynamic, and it does. I like the aspect of it, being confident in your sexuality and all that stuff, and not being, you know, I'm petrified that I'm gay. Not that. I'm just saying it is funny having a dick shaped thing in your butt. What?
Yes.
When you've never had that before. I'm sure right. The first time anybody had anything dick-shaped in their butt or vagina, it's pretty life-changing.
Including a 43-year-old right. woman.
Right, right, right.
It's no. I mean, yeah, it's all new, but the point is, aren't you supposed to safely, with your partner, explore things and see their right. ideas and what they might want to do? As long as it's not, my wife said, like, it's easy for a man. I like to fuck things and do wild, dirty shit. Right. How much of it can I get my wife to participate in?
Right.
At her comfort level. That's just, you know, I fuck things with my dick. Let's do wild right. shit, you say. And then, but the woman's supposed to like it. Right? We both like
sex. And receive
except
it.
Except for when the woman says, anyway. What I want is to put on a strap on and fuck you in the ass so I feel super powerful. Are
no,
you
no,
down?
No, 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 no,
no. No. I'm not open at all. You know, that's messed up. So I think it's pretty
exit
obvious.
Only.
Yeah, right. So, and that, I mean, that's crazy. So obviously, women should be in charge of the man's butthole. That should be their domain, and they get the say-so fully, wide open, no matter what. And after that, you can start talking to your wife about some things you would like.
Right.
Now, she may never want to penetrate your butthole, but I think right. you should make it very clear that it belongs to her, the way you think of her vagina.
Right.
It's hers to do whatever she wants with.
Fuck
to
the
your
shit out of it tonight.
And you will go to the farthest lengths that you possibly can because you love her to accommodate her. And you can draw a line, sure.
Right.
But you acknowledge that it's primarily your butthole primarily exists for your wife's pleasure. Just do that. Just try to get there in your mind as a thought experiment and then set right. your own line.
Or well, think just about change the way that you think about women.
That's the real point of the thought experiment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the real thing.
But this is how you get there. This is how you get empathy. I'm trying to give a thought experiment for empathy. Does that kind of help, Reva?
Yeah.
I mean, is that on the right track of how women might feel? Like, men want them to do all this stuff, but they don't understand that it means things. Like, yeah. what do you right. mean in my butthole? I don't want to do, I'm not that kind of person. You know, yeah. like, that's the way yeah. you feel, too.
Yeah.
Or like can feel in the certain
it's situation. Not your property to do what you want with it.
Right. Yeah, well, either way you want to look at it, but that spectrum should be cut two ways is all.
Right. But it'll be funny if this idea were to catch on, then it would be the same way as like women getting Brazilians and leaving the little patch of butt. Like guys will have to start waxing their buttholes and getting like leaving a little soul patch under their butthole, making it cute. Getting a but don't you know they do like labia reductions. You can do like butthole reduction or bleach something. It. Make it a yeah. Oh, you got to bleach it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just the cleanliness of it. You got to get in there. You got to have a bidet. I'll say I might buy a bidet. Don't you have one?
I'm a huge believer in it.
How expensive was yours?
Like $80.
And it just attaches to the pipes underneath the toilet.
Yeah, just I mean, it's easy.
Is it cold water?
You can get hot. Or you can get it cold, but if you have hot water, if your toilet is near your sink, there's an easy extension to get the hot water from the sink because the toilet naturally doesn't have a hot water pipe at it. So if your sink is next to your toilet, it's easy to get the one that you can run that and it has a three-way tap for your hot water. Yeah. So you can set the water temperature in the bidet, which I recommend.
Mine isn't.
But some people just do cold and get used to it.
None of my sinks are close to the toilet. But I've just been seeing them on Amazon, and I was like, huh, maybe I should.
You'd have to be a caveman to still be using caveman technology to take feces off of your butthole. Yeah. That makes no sense to me. Why anybody?
It is the most bizarre
prefer
thing
or
in the
use
world.
Toilet
if you
paper
had shit anywhere else on your body, you would not use tissue to wipe it off.
If you had poop anywhere near anything, would you ever think I need a dry square to handle this job?
Right.
Never. I don't think so.
If I only had what if you had like a U-shaped shovel type device that you could stick up in there and clean it out?
No, but I think using toilet paper is for the Stone Age. It makes no sense to me why that technology, you can't go to the obviously better one that works very well.
And it shoots all the shit off pretty good. What do? You still have to dry off or something? You just pat dry.
I don't know if people like talking about such things.
What
are we
going
to do? Talk about nasty shit on the Daily Dose? I don't want to turn people off, Toby.
It's an asshole episode.
Oh, yeah. Good a time as it. Okay, I thought y'all might want to hear a little bit of music. A lot of music fans here. Go ahead, roll that, Reva. The barren waste beats out on me. The two clouds leave me wondering. Send the ocean shine out. Return to the sky. From a balanced perspective of a final goodbye. Peace out. It's a house of people she's buried underneath. You built your father's house. Or where my mother's grave. Pirates. A red scrape. Collapse the golden floor. They set them on his steeples. We'll meet us at the dark. Because the earth is trapped. Okay, so what we're listening to here is Native Blood, a re-recorded, remixed, and remastered single from Silent Planet. I know you all know Silent Planet because they've really blown up in the time that we've been doing this podcast, and they're like everybody's favorite band in the world. Their first album that everybody loves is called The Night God Slept, but it's been fully re-recorded and is available everywhere now. It was retracked and remixed by Will Putney. So this is the way that the band always had hoped the album would sound. So I think they think of it as this is the real deal and the, you know, next best expression, an update, a better expression of what they were trying to do. I really admire that idea. I think that's awesome. It makes the songs feel more alive and not bound to a single recording at once in time. It kind of unleashes these songs so they can continue on. I think that's great. So the band will be on tour with Currents throughout February and March all over the country. So check out their pages for ticket info. You can follow them Silent Planet on Spotify, Apple Music, so you get alerts wherever the music comes out. And there's much more to come for them in 2020. So remember, The Night God Slept, read it. It's out now. So go listen to it. It's basically, the preferred way is if you lived alone. If I lived alone, I would just have my bidet and I would have a washcloth that sits beside the toilet that I would always use to pat my butt dry.
Yeah.
And I would need to wash that. Obviously, it would be a contaminated item, but it wouldn't be poop stained.
Would it be similar to a towel after you dry off?
It'd be like after you took a good shower and cleaned your butthole with a towel. It would be exactly that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't think that towel is horrific, but it certainly has been in your butthole, so it's
right.
You don't want somebody else to use it.
Yeah.
So instead of using that towel just because nobody in my house wants that thing sitting around, even though it doesn't appear dirty, as best I can tell you, we'll do it with the water, and then I'll still take actual toilet paper to dry my butt. But the toilet paper that I use to dry the water off my butt is almost never has anything of you can't ever see anything. It's clean. It appears to be clean, wet toilet paper when I'm done drying my zone.
Yeah. What's the water pressure strength?
Your choice.
It can go real hard or real soft.
Mm-hmm.
And
adjustable.
What's the
on the knob,
aiming?
I mean, in real
the aiming, like you have to move your butt
it
around
has an
to
aimer.
Hit.
That's easy. I mean, you might hit to the left and you just scoot, or it has an angle thing where you can set the angle.
Wow.
It's just it's very gentle and simple and easy once you just understand the idea, and you will really think toilet paper is stupid after that.
I do think it is. I mean, I always wanted to start, I started using wet wipes, and then everybody tells you they mess up the pipes and it destroys the pipes. So you can't really use those. They don't really go down like toilet paper, I guess.
Well, if you can't do a bidet, then I recommend using the caveman stuff once or twice and then switching to wet wipes. Then you then throw in the trash can right beside you. It's fine.
Right. Yeah. That's probably the best.
Because those.
I'm going to get a bidet.
On the third wipe, a wet wipe from the third wipe can go in the trash can without real problem.
Oh, yeah. That,
you know, that's fine. But anyway, this whole episode, you're right, is butthole taboo. Very good.
It's butthole taboo. I couldn't be happier about this next year, some of the stuff that we are going to get to be a part of, like the BC Con and maybe more BC Cons than just the one, doing Marriage Supply and all these things that are maybe coming up with Bad Christian. What did that look like? It's really fun. I know we've been talking about buttholes, but my butthole is relaxed because this new year is going to be really fun.
You measure success in 2020 by how many men's butthole virginity you'll be responsible for taking?
I hope that this becomes the number one product on Marriage Supply. It would actually be so awesome if it was. Think at marriagesupply.com, the number one selling product is a prostate massager vibrator.
So, Toby, what'd you accomplish this year? Well, I got over 1,000 men fucked in the ass, me personally. That's what I did. So what did you do this year?
At the beginning of the year,
I
was at an amateur-sized perineum massager. By the end of the year, triple XLs. It looks like we have to use two hands to lift the thing up. Men are free.
Would you consider, and people tell me if this is the right or wrong track, but would you consider, I don't know that Marriage Supply has a public like statement of value, but what if this is, you know, this is a cartoon version of it, but what if it were along the lines of like, something about, you know, empowering women sexually and more, not like making them be looser for their husbands, but, you know, putting them more in the driver's seat. And then maybe the men would get more of the things that they, you know, there's probably a more connected, good experience. And maybe it comes from focusing on stuff like making the man's body the woman's domain. Maybe that's a good way to think.
It could be. I think that. Yeah, more than whatever part of your body's being vibrated. I think just the idea of that opens you up to, oh yeah, you're right. Why would I close myself off here when I ask you to not close yourself off to me? Like just that, having that conversation with somebody you're going to have sex with is so valuable. Like what? Hold on, wait a minute. You're right. When we have sex, I'm hoping for these things, and what's the reality, and what would I not do? Where are my limits? And talking about consent is a huge issue, and rightly so. And I think a lot of times we don't think about what we just naturally shut off immediately. You know, mm-hmm. You have to ask consent for stuff, but what's the things that of course you would never do? And why? And just figuring out why. I mean, maybe it's fine not to. That's fine. If you don't want your butthole played with, totally fine. Or if you want your butthole played with, totally fine. Both of those are valuable.
But if you might,
to you.
And you're just not because you think it means something about you as right. a person or your identity, yeah. then that's right. an issue.
And men and women have that problem massively. We right. just focus yeah. on the women. Like yeah. men have a million sexual hangups that prevent sexual pleasure in their wives. So I think women, tell me if I'm wrong here, but please speak up if anybody would in the club or anything. I bet you women feel like, yes, I wish we had a better sex life. And in order to get there, I need to start doing more things my husband wants sexually. Yeah. I bet you they feel that that way. Is the path. But the path may be I need to drive. And we need to both be driving here on what we try. It's not just I need to do
if
all the things
you can get there in a healthy way,
do,
would,
I'm too
your sex life would be
do.
Vibrant.
That's not maybe the path.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like if... Maybe that is the, even if it's not true and it feels that way, like even having worked at two churches and done some counseling and stuff like that, it feels that the man drives the sex and we're all wrapped up, or, you know, at least the churches I've worked at and in my own experience, this purity culture thing where even the idea of sticking something in your butt is attached to sodomite. Mm-hmm. Those are the bad people in the Bible. It's all this, like, there's all this stuff that is told that is wrong and don't go there and it's of the devil and all. I mean, and this isn't just sex. I mean, this is all kinds of stuff that we should be liberated from and we're not. We are not free. We do not have freedom in Christ in this Christianity, American Christianity, evangelical context. But I do think you're right. Like, empowering women that way too is like, yeah, let's.
To set the direction, not to participate yeah. with the nasty shit that the whole church system seems to think I need, you know, if I trusted right. more and if I didn't have baggage, then I'd be able to give myself and do all the things he wants. No, that is not the idea.
Yeah.
It is the things you want. And he has the same amount of work to let go of stuff as you do. Probably. And you probably want different things, but
I mean, I've heard
that
pastors all my life talk about the verse, says if you're not having sex with your husband or whatever, he'll find it somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it doesn't say
yeah,
if you're not
wrong.
Having sex with your wife, she'll find it somewhere. Yeah. If your wife cheats on you, she gets killed in the Bible.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is I think right? women cheat as much or more than men. So obviously that backs up what we're saying here. It's like yeah. men, if you don't whatever, your women are going to find it elsewhere. So you better get with it. That's not yeah. you say what? No, women that cheat are bad.
Right. And I mean,
And
once again, we're not talking about just butthole stuff. Maybe this is kissing, hugging, touching, foreplay, dirty talk. What I mean, figure out some stuff here that everybody likes. I mean, and it's way easier to say what we're saying right now than do. In my own marriage, we have tons of hangups with sex. I mean, it's in every, you know, in most relationships that are sexual, there's hangups. So it's really hard just to talk about it freely. I'm lucky in some ways that my wife lets me run an online sex store out of our house. I mean, that's, my God, what an amazing woman to not be super awkward and uncomfortable about that. I mean, just, isn't that crazy that she would just be okay with that? I said, hey, I'm going to take over toy online. And she's okay. So she helped me put the toys away. She organizes them sometimes. I mean, what an amazing woman. And we still have, you know, of course I get stuff wrong sexually and she does too. And it's hard to, we're pretty open. I'm talking about.
I think now that you say that, it makes me think, I guess I need to go back and really reconsider Bridget's request.
I'm sending you one.
I guess I need to reconsider Bridget's request to get rid of the kids' playroom and turn it into a sex bondage dungeon.
What?
I thought it meant something bad about me this whole time.
Yeah, you thought you were losing your faith in Jesus. Oh, sometimes the chains are good. Some people say chains are bad for you. Chains and handcuffs, sometimes they are good, my friend. All right, marriagesupply.com. Go there.
I got a product for you, man.